Hey everyone, before we get started with this week's episode featuring Paulo Iskold and AcroWorks, please take a moment, head over to our good friend's website at Lyft Aviation, liftaviationusa.com. Use the promo code FLYCOOLSHIP for 25% off most items on the website. They have the AV1 KOR helmet back in stock, all colors and sizes, so if you're waiting on the AV1 helmet, now's your chance. And in fact, there's a promo code for that, AV1 Restock. Use that at checkout for 100 bucks off any AV1 helmet. Pretty good deal. While you're there, go buy some shoes, flight cap, sunglasses, kneeboard, pilot shirts. They got a ton of stuff. Go show them some love. We love them. They support us. We love supporting them. They support everything. In fact, they're supporting AcroWorks contest coming up here with some goodies, and you're going to hear about that in the later in the episode here. Also, please take a moment. Go to flygoodmerch.com. Go show Rob and Jen some love. Go support them. The merch is freaking awesome. I'm wearing my hoodie right now. I absolutely love it. The quality is fantastic. They source the best quality sweatshirts and shirt material, and basically every accessory that they have is super high quality. Use the promo code ACRO at checkout, A-K-R-O, for 10% off the entire website. All right, let's start the episode.
Welcome to Fly Cool Shit, the show where Jeff Petro and Mark Pollard talk about aerobatics, unique airplanes, aviation news, and so much more. Hey pilot, you're clear to enter the box. Smoke on.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Fly Cool Shit, powered by Lyft Aviation as always. I'm Mark.
And I'm Jeff.
We should be powered by AcroWorks. We need, now that we have Paulo on here, we need a home to the fire. We got Paulo Iskold of AcroWorks back. Dude, okay, can we talk about, I want to talk about the time frame between you coming on here last and today and where AcroWorks is at, because it seems like, I'm not saying that it did not have anything to do with Flycool Shit. I'm just saying that we had you on at a time where like AcroWorks was really taking off. People were really starting to adopt it, so we were able to talk to you about that, and it just seems like it just hasn't stopped.
Yeah, well,
you're welcome
for inviting me back to this podcast. Is awesome. It was amazing the impact that the first one we did had.
Did it actually have a good impact?
Yeah, I think we did just after Oshkosh. Is that right? Or maybe a month after Oshkosh.
I think so.
And it was great. A lot of people came back and gave good feedback about it. It was awesome. So I think if we make a few more of those, we're going to be sponsoring the Flycool Shit for sure.
I love
it's
that.
It's too late. We already paid. You already got us.
It was definitely great. And I'm very excited about the whole thing because I think what's happening is the community is using and it's seeing the benefit and it's engaging on it. There's few projects popping out related to it. I think really what we are trying to push now is to try to do the online competitions.
Yeah.
Because
that's something that we've all talked about as a community for so long. For so many reasons, we talked about this when you were on here last time, but it's here, it's happening. You're doing it.
Yeah, we did. We actually did one already. We did two. We did the very first one that was like completely unscripted. Jeff posts some flights. AJ posts a flight. Rob posts a flight. And Gunnar posts a flight.
Yeah,
I can't believe Brazil. I beat Rob.
Yeah, and it was just to test if the framework infrastructure will work. And everything worked. And then we did what I called the inaugural one, which I opened. I didn't promote a lot. But I think we get like 8 or 10 pilots around the world with 5 judges. And it was great. Worked again. And now I'm really trying to push for the what I call the 2005 preseason contest. Which is a very simple infrastructure. It's going to be one program only, just the non-sequence IEC. And we have few judges around the world, top-notch judges now. And
when is that?
That's going to be between March 15th and March 23rd.
Awesome. So
between those 2 weeks, you just go fly whenever you can, wherever you are. You can fly twice and or fly many flights and figure out what is your best one and just post it. And again, it's just to bring people. It's really the reason for contests. Is that right? Nobody going to get famous or millionaire because you won an aerobatic contest. That will not happen if you do an online one. But it's, I think it's just a great opportunity for all of us to just, you know, enjoy flying competition, bring more people to the sport, maybe make everybody fly safer. So I'm looking forward for it. I think it's going to be super cool.
Yeah. I think it solves the problem of, you know, people not being able to get away due to work, family for, you know, 3-4 days for the, even a, you know, regional contest. So,
yeah. Well, and there's buy-in too. You know, it's more than just like how we were talking, like, oh, well, somebody could watch your GoPro footage, right? There's that's so subjective and non-technical and really hard to judge. Or this probably gives a lot of people some confidence that, like, hey, it's the same system being used in the air. And of course, there's shortcomings, right? But this is the best way to be judged on a even scale. Across the planet to fly aerobatics, which is amazing.
Yeah. I will not say that the system is 100% bulletproof.
No.
You know, you can have some flight that you do and there is a little bit of data missing and you like, oh my gosh, the flight was perfect, but I didn't get the whole data. It would not substitute the in-person competition. I keep saying this. Yeah. I mean, the fact that you can go to an airport and meet other people and you know, engage as a community, that's there is no way we can do that online.
Sure.
But as you said, it's like we all in a hurry, we all busy. And so that helps a little bit. We can just do whenever you want and wherever you are. You don't need to travel. So it makes it a little bit cheaper. And we just can fly more contests over the years, all right? So you go to a few regionals and the nationals. Now you can also do the online ones and keep sharpening your skills on that. So I think there's only benefits. There's no downsides at all to participate on that.
What do you see the structure being for this first contest in March you were talking about? Like, everybody will submit their flights, and then are you going to put them all together and not live stream it, but just post it as like one after another? How is that going to work?
Yeah, so great question. So the way it works is you need to go there ahead of time and join the contest. And when you join the contest, the first thing you do is you select where is your box. So the box is predetermined. You cannot change that. Then after March 15th, you can go fly. And the AcroWorks file, a lot of people is asking this actually. If you just put your SD card inside the computer and you look the date of the file, they're all dated, I think, is January 1st, 2024. It's because the data unit does not have a clock inside it when it initiate the flight, the file. However, the data itself has the GPS clock. So the data has that information embedded. And if you try to upload a file for the contest that is before March 15th, it won't work. So you need to pre-declare where is your box before March 15th, and you can only post flights after March 15th. And so between March 15th and March 23rd, you go fly, you post your flight, and that just go to a database. After March 23rd, those flights will be available for the judges. And the cool thing is the judge doesn't know your name, and the judge cannot see the map. So the judge doesn't know where you're flying. Nice. So you know, the judge cannot see that I'm flying San Luis Obispo and I'm the only aerobatic pilot in San Luis Obispo, California. So he have no idea who I am. He only sees the judge's view. And so they're going to have actually probably 2 weeks for them to go through all the flights, all the judges, and score all those flights. And the pilots don't know who the judges are. The judges don't know who the pilots are. So the scoring is 100% anonymously. And then after
now that really, can I yeah, that's stop cool, you there? Yeah, because you're, you know, it's like the one thing that kind of gets talked about as a common theme, right? Is we're human, right? Yep. We have bias, whether we want to admit it or even know it or not. And judging is one of those things, right? It's the human eye. It's which this is too. But it takes away, you know, almost every external and environmental factor away and allows the judge to simply score the flight for what it is. That
absolutely,
it doesn't get more non or unbiased judging than that.
Yeah. And you know, when you select which 3D model of the airplane you're using, you can just put another model there. Is that right? You fly a
150 aerobat.
I can put that. I flew a something else there. Of course, I don't recommend you go fly a Decathlon and put a 330 C there. It will not look good.
The roll rate so slow.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons that we're telling people, like everybody asks, oh, can I have my paint scheme on the 3D model? Like, I don't really want to put personal paint schemes there. Just really, because it's a way for you to be anonymous.
It should be deconstructed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get it even weirder?
Hold on. Can you get it even weirder? Can we make it like four flight? Can you make like a Chinook helicopter? We get to pick whatever we want, a UFO, a Chinook.
Did you see the list of airplanes we have there right now? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a big extensive list.
Yeah.
No, well, that's
look
great.
At the very last two ones. You're gonna be surprised. And it's kind of cool.
Because they
actually use it and it's pretty cool.
Really?
But yeah, so after 2 weeks, the judge scores everything, and then you get the results. And then the results will show up on a table, the contest table. You're going to see the score of each pilot. You can click on each flight, and you can watch the flight, and you can go look at the Form A for each judge with all the comments and all the scores there. So 100% transparent, everything.
Are those scores going to come out as like a group? That's kind of what I was getting at. Cause I was wondering if like in my head, what I'm thinking is everybody submits their flights. The judges score them anonymously, obviously. And then you as like AcroWorks, can you group those all together and without anybody knowing who won except for, you know, administration, you know, group all those flights together, the actual video of it, and however long it is, an hour, 3 hours worth of flights, and then post that, say, on YouTube. And then, you know, as the flights go on, then, you know, you guys could play with the ranking as far as, like, if you know who won and whatever, it's still anonymous, but you can, you know, stack that so it's exciting to watch and it's, like, neck and neck type of thing.
That's a great idea, Jeff. We don't do that right now, but that is possible. I can generate a video of all the flights and kind of do a
and like manipulate kind of.
Yep.
Not in an illegal way. I just mean like since three people, you and I guess your staff will know who won, and you can kind of stack it so it's, you know, exciting to watch almost.
Yeah. No, that's a great idea. Well, that's cool. More future.
I like
for
that
AcroWorks.
Idea. Yeah.
I don't promise for this contest, but that definitely is a good idea. Just make a YouTube video of the whole think and yeah, that's an amazing idea.
Awesome. Well, that just wraps it up today, guys.
All right, guys. We solved it.
Oh my god. But yeah, man, this whole AcroWorks thing has got so much legs, and it seems like there's so many different roads to go on with it. And man, it's winter here, but towards the end of summer and fall, we were using the heck out of it, and it's just it's so cool. Is there anything new coming up with it? Any kind of other things you guys are working on with it?
Yeah. So despite the online contest and prepping for all that, we did a module that's not public yet, but I'm working on it for formation flight.
Oh, cool.
So you can put one box on each airplane and you go fly and you come back because we have the very precise time. You just play all the airplanes together.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and we test up to 500 miles per hour. We just have some people flying 500 miles per hour for us.
I'm going to take it on the airline next time I'm there.
Oh, yeah, I'm serious about 500 miles per hour. If you go look at the last 3D models of AcroWorks, you should log in and take a look. And you'll figure out who are the guys who actually tested. And it's just unbelievable.
Where do you see that?
If you go to AcroWorks.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Open any flight on the public table.
Uh-huh.
And then if you go on the right, when the flight is open, there is a right menu. There's like six.
Oh, yeah, the six dots.
Yeah. And then airplane configuration, there is a table. And go look at the very last two.
Are you guys sick? AcroWorks going to integrate it into the airshow industry as far as ACE evals and aviation safety and, you know, deadlines and all that kind of stuff?
Dude. Yeah, that's a great point. I am right now here working on a telemetry system. So you're going to be able to transmit the data live to the ground. And that could be something that, you know, a flight boss, an air boss have on his display and the guy just cross a safety line or anything like that, that can be showed to the air boss. So the air boss can coordinate that or give a penalty or whatever. That's a possibility. There is a possibility with the telemetry that we can, you know, if you have a big display on an air show, we can just put that image of the airplane and, you know, people can see the airplane flying in different angles. Those are possibilities that we're working right now. And awesome. We are talking about develop a new data unit that will be more precise and have a much higher sample rate. We're talking about maybe 400 samples per second. Those are the things
Thunderbird, that are on the... Thunderbird is insane. This is insane.
It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. That they tried. So I'm about to try on an airplane that can go supersonic as well.
Oh, my God.
Let's just see how the data looks like. But, yeah, we're pushing the limits as much as we can and try to be creative with the possibilities that we can use the system. The other very cool project that's going on right now with a university in England, which is can be very controversial, but I think we're not taking sides on this. We're just exploring the ideas. Is the automatic scoring that we're going to put your OLAN code there and post your flight, and the thing will score your flight. We can talk about.
I don't see anything wrong with that, honestly.
They're already using Fairplay, which is an algorithm anyway, right?
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about. But I'm talking about there is no judge at all.
Yeah. Well, not even somebody to review the automatic judging.
Sorry, say again?
Not even somebody that reviews the automatic judging. So like a master, I don't know, like a master judge or something like that, that looks and actually reviews the flights for accuracy, that kind of thing.
At this point, I don't know how we're going to use it. We are just testing, you know, the algorithms and how the whole computer system will work, that you can literally just post your flight, post the sequence through a OLAN code and get a score and get a feedback for your flight. And it's actually, I think you can, so this group that's developing this, they are developing this for RC airplanes.
For iMac?
Yeah, not for iMac. They're doing this for mainly for F3A.
Mm.
And I believe you can go online and just see it. I don't have the, let me see if I can get the website really quick here. Yeah, their software is actually a software that is similar to AcroWorks in a sense that shows the airplane flying. They use the Ardu Pilot data units, work on the drone, and it's called flycoach.org. And now they have a module called FC Score inside Flycoach. Okay. And they're trying to do the automatic scoring. If it's better, if it's worse, I don't know. It's time will tell us, but it's a possibility that's coming through as well. Wow. And it will be cool because then you can go fly and you can just have a very deterministic method to evaluate your flight. And that can be like a coach for you, all right? So you can, every day you go fly, you post your flight there, you get a score, and you just work on that score. I totally understand you might get the artistic side of the sport a little bit off. But as I said, it's a possibility. I'm not saying that one is better than the other one. It's just a possibility. And it's one of the projects that's going on right now. So the formation flight, the telemetry, and the automatic scoring.
I mean, this really does open the door for people like the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. I mean, watching a couple of those flights, I think I know what I'm going to be doing the rest of the night. I'm going to freaking nerd out on watching these flights. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty. Did you amazing. See that you can already score flights? So if you go to the homepage, there are some flights that you will see that has a little score button.
Yeah.
So you can score those flights. You can just, you click on the flight and it will open automatically a Form A for you. If you don't see the Form A, there is a little pen and paper icon on the top right corner. You click on that and you have Form A. You can score like you score any sequence. So that's one cool thing. If you look at, there is another interesting part on AcroWorks that we have people from iMac using AcroWorks now. So if you go to this homepage on the table, there is a little RC model icon. And if you find a flight, I think there is one from Kevin Garland that is actually RC airplane flight.
Oh, yeah, the little radio controlled controller icon. Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing that I think is super cool is that integrate those two communities, the RC guys with the full scale. I think we can just learn from each other. I bet a lot of RC guys will come fly full scale and vice versa. Anyway, so another cool stuff that's happening. And what would be really cool is if we can do a competition that makes full scale with RC.
Ooh.
Super cool.
Can I ask you this? Where do you see, is there a relationship with the IAC already? And if not, where do you see, or where would you like to see the relationship between AcroWorks and the IAC in the future? Does it look like every plane at Nationals uses one? I mean, is this kind of getting back to the Red Bull days of like where telemetry data is required and used and disseminated with all the teams and every airplane for just various information? Or do you have any desires to be more embedded with the IAC in that regard?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we don't have any relation right now. I do have contact with IAC as well with SIVA and FAI. They all know what I'm trying to do. They all know, they all participating somehow on all my emails and all my communications I sent to them. IAC just published an article on sport aerobatics, the last issue, which was awesome. Dr. Joe from the Bay Area wrote a little piece on his experience, how to use it. And I think it would be super cool if they sanction, like those online contests are sanctioned by IAC or FAI. So I think the relation doesn't exist formally right now. Informally, it does exist. And I think, yes, it will be very beneficial if we work together to, because at the end of the day, what we're doing is trying to promote our sport. Is that right? So yeah, sure. I think that will be very good if we can make it happen.
Well, the possibilities are endless. I mean, this could almost effectively be, larger airplanes and more advanced airplanes obviously have black boxes and advanced avionics record parameters and things like that. But you could almost have this in any airplane to record, flight path and airspeed and telemetry data for everything. I mean, we talked a little bit about that on when you were here last time. It's just amazing at the potential possibilities of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the data unit, either the AcroWorks one or especially the on-flight hub developed by Boulder Flight Systems, I think you just need one on your flight bag, is that right? Whatever airplane you're going to fly, you just stick that on the dash.
Yeah.
It's free data. It's like if anything happened, you have the data there available that you can evaluate later. You can show someone, authorities or insurance, whatever. The data is there. So I think and data is knowledge. So if you get information about your flight, you always learn about something. AcroWorks itself is very focused on aerobatics, the way that we display the data and the features we have. It's for aerobatics.
Yeah.
But you can use the data on ForeFlight or other softwares that will do the analysis for you, no matter which type of airplane you fly. Yeah. So we have people with warbirds using AcroWorks already. And I think we're going to have more gliders and all that type of stuff, general aviation using it.
Love it. I love it. What do you think the biggest shortcoming is with the technology now? Doesn't seem like there's much.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we can still improve the data that we're collecting. I have like a gentleman in France flying with a captain and just on flight hub on top of the dash. And he's very methodical in how he analyzes the data, which is great and gives me a lot of feedback. And he sees some side slip that's not real. And we just figure out that's probably the compass that's on the dash of the captain. Every time the compass moves, it kind of mess up with the data on the on flight because of the magnetic field. So, so people that's putting the box like on close to the frame of the fuselage, I think has a little bit or is a little bit more prone to have this side slip error. So we're working on means to calibrate the magnetometers inside the box and improve that. Full carbon fiber airplanes can be a little bit challenging where to put the box and get clear view for the sky. So we are working on this new generation that probably going to have allow you to put external antennas.
Oh, that'd be great.
This antenna, so you can just stack the box somewhere and then put the antenna on where it has view of the sky. On the softer side, I think the software is endless. It never ends the amount of stuff that you can do. Different platforms kind of challenge right now. So I get people saying, oh, my iPad doesn't do this. And so we are trying to chase all those different platforms, browsers, and make sure everything works on every platform and every browser. And that on the software side is probably the most challenging part to do. Because every day they change the browser and then something does stop working. So it's all the time we're fixing this little stuff here and there.
Got it. Having the ability to mount it anywhere and have a remote would be pretty sweet. Turtle decks and baggage areas and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's a two-edged sword, is that right? Because on the certified airplanes, you don't want to mess up too much. You just want something to stick on the dash and that's it.
Yeah.
But on experimental airplanes, it does open a lot of possibilities for sure.
I know. That's one of those funny things, right? it's probably, I include myself in this, you know, one of those things where like a lot of certified airplanes are flying potentially illegally, right? With camera mounts and fixed mounts that are on the airplane in a way that's like, how temporary is that mount? How temporary is that, that thing that you put on there? Is there any plans in the future to potentially certify or have a process to field approve a more permanent solution for certified airplanes?
For the aerobatic ones, yes. So talking to some of the manufacturers that they have interest to install on the airplane permanently and
what was that, standard equipment?
Exactly. So because it's good for them, is that right? Any accident, the data is there. So
yeah.
So we are talking about this in for like general aviation and try to certify to every airplane. That's not on our radar at this point because of the nature of the device. The device is so simple, so light. It's literally the size and the weight of your cell phone. And yeah. there are very easy ways to temporarily install on the cockpit without any safety, any structural flight controls, center of gravity or electrical system interference on the airplane. So it doesn't make much sense to try to certify because it's just to make it, keep it simple is better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have insurance companies express any interest in something like this? No, I would imagine you must get hit up from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not yet.
It's kind of like the dash cams almost, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if like that can lower your insurance rate.
Some people might be a little bit worried about this because it takes a little bit if your privacy is there, right? But then on AcroWorks, you always have the possibility that you only post what you want. Yeah. It's when you're analyzing the data, all that information is on the client, is on your computer. Nothing is going to the web. Nobody's looking at your data. And if you want to upload, then it can go public. You can upload privately, but it can go public. Of course, the contest, all the contest information is public. But yeah, it. If you're doing something wrong and you don't want to show, AcroWorks keep it safe for you because it's running.
Have you gotten any interest or is anybody using it in like Sky Combat, these commercial businesses that they can sell the footage, you know?
I don't know. Nobody contact me directly for that. One use that we did that's pretty cool is with wingsuiters.
It's
a product for Red Bull and we use it to measure what the wingsuits are doing. It was pretty cool to see that. I don't think I have the wingsuit 3D model on the website, but yeah, we have one and it was pretty awesome. Can you believe that those guys, when they're doing the flare, they pull 4Gs?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
4Gs. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I would never have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can crazy. Like, take one of these acro boxes and attach it to like an eagle or something too. Like, you know, those trained falcons and everything. What do you call it? The falconry or something?
Right? Yeah, well, we should talk with Wayne Handley. Is that right?
To put on the Raven.
Oh, he does
into that. Yeah.
Well, Wayne had to call the Raven because he think that was the only bird that could do aerobatics, fly upside down and all that. Will be good to get Raven there. Either that's true or not.
Yeah. Oh, man. Gosh, there's like just so many different avenues with this stuff. How? Since you were getting into aerobatics, you have the 300L and stuff. I kind of want to ask you, like, how instrumental has it been to where you've gotten to this point with it, you know?
Well, for me, it's a game changer. I will not say that I'm flying well because it's still not there. But the ability to learn every single flight, I flew with Mark. When we flew together, Mark, did I had AcroWorks already or?
Yeah, you showed me. It was very preliminary though.
Yeah.
You showed me the box. You showed me some footage on the laptop, but just it was very basic. I'm not even sure you would. I don't think you would have released it yet. I think it was like very, very early on.
Yeah, no, I think when we flew was just like a green screen and an airplane moving. Uh-huh. Yeah. But no, for me, it's like I go fly, and every flight for me, I only fly sequence. I don't go to mess up. It's the fly and sequence, and that's it. And I have all my flights recorded. And yeah, I'm just learning so much just to doing my analysis and trying to fix all the things I can't see.
You fly really smart, by the way. You fly smart. That no junk flying.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I'm doing I'm trying to fly the advanced sequence. And you can go from very basic stuff like all my altitude budget. So if I want to know exactly where I should start to finish at exactly that altitude, AcroWorks is amazing because you can go and you analyze every figure and you know exactly how much altitude you need. The line length, it's a game changer because we all learn one potato, two potatoes, and one potato, two potatoes, three potatoes, but it's not always that ratio, is that right? So you learn, if you analyze correctly, you learn very, very easy how many potatoes you need depend on what is going to be. So, yeah, the number of potatoes, it's very good to learn. Stay inside the box. To learn how to fly inside the box, probably one of the hardest things on aerobatics, is that right? That box is very small. And when you start to fly, it's you 100% sure is impossible to stay inside the box. But then you start to make it's like the altitude budget. You start to calculate stuff. You know, how fast I need to go to the next figure before that happens. So that's great. Learn how to deal with the wind. So we don't have means to measure the wind, but if you, every flight, you make sure you get what is the wind when you fly, and then you see you move inside the box, so you learn about that as well. You learn a lot. You can learn a lot about the parallax effect for the judge. So you need to cheat on your every 45 degree line, is that right, to make sure they see correctly. Yep. So you learn that.
The vector was really informative for me to see too, as far as the airplane's energy and, you know, where it's directed, certain points of the flight, because you really don't realize how much the airplane's moving, even though you think it's standing still. So that was pretty impressive to see that. I learned a lot from that part.
And on the extra, at some point I had the control position sensors installed. And that's when I was learning to snap roll. And that was a game changer, is that right? Because I was 100% sure extra did not snap. And my foot was all the way in. And as soon as you look at the data, you see, nope, it's not there yet.
Jeff, so you remember us having this exact conversation with me?
Oh, it was hysterical. Mark was
filming everything.
He was like, Petro, like, it's just, I'm doing everything. And it's just not working. And I'm like, I guarantee you that your foot's coming out. He's like, I'm telling you right now, it's to the floor. I'm
like, I would have bet my freaking kids on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. It's humbling because you're 100% sure that that rudder is all the way in. And you look at the data, it's like not even half.
Yeah. Data don't lie.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost unfair. Like, I wish we had all this technology and stuff when, you know, we were first getting into the sport. Like, the amount
imagine of learning now.
Oh, dude. Like, even the guys I'm teaching a little bit to with the acro and stuff. And I'm just, you know, I'm talking to them and I say it to them in conversation as well, where it's like, they'll never realize the amount of time that they're saving, you know, from just having to I had to relearn things, or I was taught wrong, or you know, just better ways to do it and this and that. And like, oh God, it's a time machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think it's interesting you say that because again, AcroWorks is not substituting anything.
Right.
There's, you still need a coach. You still need someone to look at what you're doing. You still need some mentoring to learn how to do stuff on the right way. Is that right?
Yep.
But what it does, it's first allow you to do a little bit of self-analysis and allows you to send data to your coach, to your mentor, to your professor. And you don't need to be with that guy every day to train you. You can just send the data and ask him what I'm doing wrong here. So I did a lot of this with Bill and my inverted spins, how to make them look nice, and just send the data, a little snippet of the flight, and say, Bill, what's going on here? And, you know, just try this next time, try that way next time. And you go there, you try, and you make improvements. So that's the cool part of AcroWorks on that. But need to be very clear. It will not be just AcroWorks to teach you how to fly. You still need a good coach and a good person to teach you the tricks on how to do it properly. Yeah,
let's not put like Bobby Holly and all these coaches out of business now.
Well, I was gonna ask along these lines. Do you ever foresee? There's no argument with what you said. It's 100% true, and it will never change, right? There's just no replacement for anything that you said that needs to be done. There's just no replacement for eyes on the ground and actual flying, actual critiquing and actual contest. 100% without a doubt. That being said, do you ever see a point where there's maybe tutorial based walkthroughs of these sequences being flown on AcroWorks? Like almost like critiquing in flight footage, but maybe different than that. Maybe not so much from a what you did wrong, but how to do it right in a tutorial sense.
Well, I think the first step towards that is judge training. Because how you train judge today?
Oh my God, you just blew my freaking mind, dude. That we didn't even go through that from that aspect, Jeff.
I know.
Paul, you just go to a Saturday morning or 2 days training, and there's a PowerPoint, maybe some videos. But what we are trying to work on, that's probably the fourth project for this year, is to generate, it's going to be fake data, but we're going to generate maneuvers. Yeah. And we're going to
generate
the standard one and the off-standards ones.
Uh-huh.
And that we can build a big tutorial or a big encyclopedia of maneuvers that judges can go watch and knowing what the maneuver is say, okay, that's a perfect 45 line coming towards you or going away from you and how it looks like.
Wow.
So I think that would be the very first step towards this. The like,
that's going to change judging entirely.
I hope so. I hope it makes everything better. Is that right? And hopefully we don't need the automatic judging or I think those two things will exist together. We still have the people judging, and it can take the artistic aspect, can include that on the scoring. But I think it would be pretty cool if you can just, you know, plug your data there and say, okay, that's a 6.5 flight. Go improve it a little bit more. That's what I think it would be possible to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I never even thought of it from the position of teaching judges, and teaching judges how to be better, how to judge better.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic element.
Yeah. I think that will be, and you know, to do the automatic scoring, you need to generate a perfect figure, data for a perfect figure. So this group in this team in England, they do have that ability right now. You put a Holland code there and it generates for you a perfect figure. So that will be the start for that.
Okay.
And hopefully we can generate the off standards one as well. And then input that, you watch that figure. You can watch that figure for different airplanes. Imagine that. This is how like a Yak 50 looks during this maneuver. Or this is like,
oh, super important.
Looks doing that maneuver. So, and you can calibrate the judges much better doing that. I think the going back to the online competition, that's another benefit for the online competition is now judges can work or can sharp their skills on the online competition before they go to the in-person competition. So they can score much more flights during the year, such a way that when they go to the in-person competition, they are sharp and they don't need to catch up during the competition, because that's another problem we have. Some judges, they score how many flights per year.
Right.
So they can increase that. So I think at this point, it's really using here you guys' platform is to invite everybody to go join the contest, participate. Lyft Aviation is sponsoring the contest. So everybody, the winners of each category will win a $50 voucher for Lyft Aviation, which is sweet. Awesome.
That's like half off some kicks.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And to join the contest, you need to sign up to AcroWorks and you go to contest. You will see active contest. There is the 2025 preseason. And you just click that. Then you click join. You're going to have to select which category you want to fly. And you're going to have to select what is your box. So if you don't have a box saved yet, go to the analysis window. Place the judge where you think your judge will be located. Align the box with your references on the ground and save that box location. Wow. And then you use that to join the contest. And then you're going to get a button that you can copy the OLAN code. You paste that on Open Arrow. You get your sequence, print that, wait until March 15th, fly it, and upload your flight to the database, and that's it.
It's incredible.
Easy.
Jeff, have you been using it much? I know you haven't been flying much because of the winter, but have you had a chance to use it much?
Yeah. I can't stress enough, especially at, you know, when somebody's first getting into the sport and you want to be safe and take notes and everything like that. And for me, it's so easy to not have to like have a knee board. You know, I just, after the flight, I download the software and see what all the altitudes were and, you know, look at the telemetry as well. And, but just in the beginning phases of showing people how much altitude they lose and what figures gain this much, it's, you know, you don't want anybody to crater in. So, and it's just so specific. And then, you know, later on, you know, when we get into more energy stuff with G's and stuff, everything is there. I mean, and then Pablo's, you know, Pablo's right. Like you can't beat an eye on the ground for that stuff, but that's way later on, I think.
Well, this gets you fundamentals.
Yeah, it's
for sure.
It's epic. It's absolutely epic. And at the price point, it's a freaking steal. I mean, people that are contemplating getting it are out of their mind at this point, because once you get it, it's like, holy crap, this is just a wealth of information and knowledge. And I'm not a computer person. I mean, I'm decent with the computers, and I found it pretty simple loading it up and downloading it and doing all that stuff. So it's definitely user-friendly. Again, it gives just so much information. And even like placing the box, like the parallaxes, or you can really show the student or yourself, you know, what looks good up close, what looks good in the back. And, you know, everybody's using it. And, you know, Rob and all these other Europeans, it's, if it wasn't worth getting and if it wasn't worth using, they wouldn't use it. And they're using it. So that says a lot.
It's obviously a valuable tool.
Yeah. I love it. I really, I love it to death. And I think it's just going to make everybody a lot safer. And also the off season, it's going to definitely keep the fire going. Unless you're like Luke Penner going running and having icicles drip off your eyelids. Paolo, did you see that?
No, I did not.
Freaking guys running in like negative 50 degree weather with even the bears that are hibernating are looking out their cave like, what are you doing?
Who's out here now?
That's not for me. I'm a Brazilian. I need heat on that airplane to go fly now.
You're freezing your butt off right now.
No.
What's the temperature by you?
No, the temperature is awesome. Our hanger, the door is on the shade side. I get super excited on the other side of the hanger to go fly. And then I open the door on the shade side. And I'm like, I cannot snap this airplane that cold.
Oh my God. I want to. You and Mark, I both want to snap. I was going to say, I didn't want to interrupt before.
No, I'm much better than I know. I can snap pretty good.
But
not outsides. No outsides.
Yeah, talking about AcroWorks, I almost feel like, and I'm joking, but Mark, you could take full credit for AcroWorks because now truly a no excuse reason for you to go to a contest.
I know this. I actually just need to. I need to go on the website and finally buy one. Even on the last one, I was like, I'm going to buy one because it's cool tech. I love tech stuff. I love Paulo's freaking awesome. The time we spent together doing your extra stuff was so much fun. You're such a cool dude. And I just loved everything you were doing down there and want to support AcroWorks. So I need to finally pony up and buy it. It's not even a money thing. I just got to do it. And then, I'll start using
more than that. Please guys join the contest. That's what we need now. It's more people on the contest to just bring more people in. And I think it's going to be so cool if we can imagine that we just run a one program, super easy, super simple, but people all around the world at the same time.
Yeah.
That is priceless, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Yeah, well, Paulo, you're going to take credit before, and you. I don't even know if you know this or have realized it yet, but you will go down in history as the person that has hosted the largest aerobatic contest in human history, hands down. This will be the largest contest ever, for sure. Already,
I think I'm going to go back in history for all the bad stuff I did already. You guys probably know about it, but. Maybe this will compensate a little bit.
I just texted you guys. I don't want to say it on air, but I texted you guys an idea that we should do for Mark.
Let me read this here. Yes, I like that idea a lot. That's really funny.
Oh man.
I love it. No, this is it's so cool. I'm friends off with my extra right now. I went to go fly it the other day and the fucking battery was dead. And I'm just like, you know what?
I saw that. You can hand prop. Always hand prop it. Put charge and hand prop it.
Do like the Russians do. Tie a rope around a crank and then
That's Brazilian shit, dude. That's like Brazilian ag pilot stuff.
That's Brazilian ag pilot. Yeah.
Fucking pull string. Yeah. No, I was like, I pushed it back in the hangar and I was like, if this thing lit on fire right now, I wouldn't give a shit. I was so mad because it was such a beautiful day. I'm strapped in. You know how it goes. Like you strap in, you get everything ready to go. You feel good.
Shame on you.
You got the parachute in a good position.
Tendering that thing.
Dude, I know. Tell me about it. Yeah.
And the tender I had that another day on the 300 here. We have the Red Bull guys with the two cool airplanes. I can't say much about it, but two pretty cool airplanes that I designed mods for them.
And is there another thing coming? Wait, did you just?
Yeah, as always, there is something coming. Can't talk. But anyway, I went to go fly
with
them, which was pretty cool. Like I'm flying formation with the two monsters that I created and the freaking battery didn't went through. I went there and I found a friend and I put the friend inside the airplane and I hand propped the airplane.
Good for you.
Dude,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm a big guy. It's easy to hand prop for me, but.
See, Mark, next time your battery dies, just call Paolo. He'll come
pay. I'd have to jump up in the air and like swing the prop down for an extra. No, you know what's even worse is my airplane has an external power receptacle underneath the seat. I don't know if that's standard, but mine has it. And the FBO was like, oh, we can't bring a cart over. Sorry. I'm like, okay, thanks. I guess I'll just freaking die over here.
Sucks, man.
Yeah.
Champagne problems.
Champagne problems, dude. I know.
So somebody told me about champagne problems, and I'm like, oh, that's such a cool saying, right? And then they told me that it's a Taylor Swift song, and I was so pissed because I would have used that saying a lot more.
Do you know how many times I've listened to that song in the car because of my two girls?
No, I don't.
I'm going to tell you, 7,000. Yeah. Before we wrap up, Paulo, is there anything else you want to do to to promote the contest. Everybody absolutely go to AcroWorks, sign up for the contest, participate, engage. What else can we do here to get this con? I mean, honestly, can you share? Do you know how many people have signed up already?
Not a lot. Maybe less than 10 so far.
Oh, well, we got, I think those still are rookie time numbers. We got to bump those up.
Yeah, it's still time to go. I think, yeah, I hope people understand a little bit better how the contest works now. Again, what we're trying to do is just engage more the aerobatic community. So, yeah, really please join and participate. If you have any problems joining, send me an email and I can send instructions. There are some videos on the AcroWorks YouTube channel describing the process, how to get into it, how to subscribe for a contest. So that's helpful as well. But yeah, really looking for the community to engage on this and go fly. And hopefully it's warm enough by March, second half of March, for all you guys fly. They're living up north.
Yeah, this way we have 2 days to practice. That's real fair, Paolo. Real fair. God.
Luke says, what again, practice?
You know, and I was going to say, Paolo, like, I'm like, oh, maybe Mark and I can commentate. We'll do a little commentating. You know, no. The answer is no.
No, you're going to go compete. No, not commentate. Go compete.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, cool. We got to have you back on.
Oh, you know what would be cool though?
Contest stuff too.
I just got another idea.
Go for it.
So again, so you have this telemetry or live stream thing or preloaded thing that you're going to play. What if the person can like upload a video of a rear facing camera of the pilot, so that this way they can see like the G and a little bit of background, like in the right hand corner of the screen while the airplane is performing. And there's actually a video of like the in cockpit footage.
Well, that might be a one shortcoming on AcroWorks. Although we can analyze the data with video, we cannot upload video to the database.
No, and I meant like when you do it on YouTube per se. Then you just wrap that like image in the top right corner of like the pilot flying, and you just time it so that
just overlay it.
Yeah, we could do that, but yeah, the video we can't upload yet just to keep the price low, sure. Because the database space for videos will grow like exponentially. So that's a shortcoming to upload of it. But yeah, we can do that. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. I like that. Lots of good ideas. Lots of room to do a bunch of stuff. And I know you're always looking to innovate stuff, Paolo. So I'm super excited to see what comes.
I just need a day with 24 hours.
You need
three. You let me know when you find it. I know.
Three for you.
I need a day with more 24 hours than 24 that we have. Yeah.
Dude, it's so true. I was just thinking about that today too. I got so much stuff I got been doing and got to do. And it's, you know, I've said it in the past to myself, like, I wish I had more time, but like I had time, but now it's like, man, I need like a lot more time.
I heard a really great quote one time and it was like, stop saying you wish you had more time. Just say you wish you would have made it a priority. And it's true. It's like the things that we don't want to get done or we procrastinate on, it's like we don't make it a priority. But then there are those things where it's like there are just literally not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not enough time.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought about not sleeping.
I'm supposed to fly an online contest in March and then it's negative 20 here. So that's.
But you're used to it. So, and you can have, you know, lookers doing that on minus 50. So why minus 20 is a problem?
That's shorts weather, minus 20.
Yeah.
Oh, you, man.
Level of complaining now compared to Luke is equivalent to Mark compared to you. So,
oh my God.
It's all relative. See, it's all, there's level to it. I love it. To it. All right, Paul, before we get out of here, Jeff, you got anything else?
No, I was actually going to side note it on see how popular we are with listeners. If anybody has a Sky Dynamics exhaust or a Charbord exhaust for a SC, let us know, please. Or a cold weather conversion kit for the extra that they don't want to use and they want to sell. I got a couple people looking for some stuff. So hit us up if you got any of that stuff.
And I tell you what, for Paul, how many Lyft $50 gift cards? Is it how many are being awarded?
One per category. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories. Is that right? Yeah. And then one for each judge.
Awesome. Awesome. Gosh, maybe we should throw some Fly Cool Shit shirts in there.
Why not?
That would be awesome.
We'll wait for the next contest. We could do that.
Well, if you guys have that, you know that one of my hobbies is to make t-shirts because I like to draw a lot. And then I make my own t-shirts. So I'm going to throw some Paulo Isco t-shirts to Fly Cool Shit so you guys can sell it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude.
I will make some and send to you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Love that idea. All right. Let's brainstorm offline and we'll get something going.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Paulo, thanks again, dude.
Thank you. Thank you both. Always good to talk to you.
Likewise. All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fly Cool Shit. Be sure to check out our website at www.flycoolshit.com. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes and Spotify. Any questions, comments, or feedback, shoot us an email at flycoolshit@gmail.com.